Tofnun Siv Gimel Yisrael and Yehuda Sheyesh Lem Tana V'Shutzes, a Jew and a guy that own an oven as a partnership. Amalei Yehuda Koydun Pesach, Toil Atzah Shal Pesach, V'Ani Yatel Achar Kach. Tells the guy, you take all the profits that we're going to make on Pesach, and I'm going to take it against that, the profits that we're going to make after Pesach. Bruce brings from that freedom that this is permitted in a case where he tells the guy, you work the week of Pesach and all the profits are yours, and the week afterwards all the profits are mine. In that case, the Jew has no interest what happens in Pesach, because whether the guy makes profit or not, the Jew gets the next week. But the condition was that you take certain amount of loaves in the course of the week of Pesach, and connected to that, I'm going to take the same amount of loaves after Pesach, then it's a problem. Because the Maisa, he wants those loaves to be in the Tanu so that the Goy should get his, and Kenegadah the Jew will get his. We look at it as if he acquired that Chometz and then he gave it back to the Goy. And then it's coming out that it's been given for Chometz and Pesach. As Rebbe said, the Achrayim said the best thing to do is to just sell the whole Tanu to the Goy for the week of Pesach and nail it completely in the Rishus of the Goy. And make a certain price for the sale. And connecting that, whatever the price was, that's what he's getting. So he's getting a price for selling the oven to the guy for Pesach and not for the chametz.